Welcome to the Interactive Media Network, home of the I Am Radio TV Network. And today, we are proud to present our premier show, Interactive Interviews, where you'll hear live interviews from the Masters in Personal Development, Coaching, Psychology, and more, with your host, Jeffrey Miller, international radio host, author, hypnotist, professional speaker, and strategic interventionist. Now get ready to go interactive.
Well, hello to the world. How is everybody today? Jeffrey Miller here, the Interactive Interview Show. I am so pleased to have you folks here with us today. We have just got a phenomenal show lined up for you today, and I'm sure you've read about it. I'm sure you know who she is, but I want to talk to you just a moment about our show. The Interactive Interviews Show is actually a division of the Interactive Media Network and also the I Am Radio TV Network, and this is our premier show where we invite the best of the best. We call it Calls with the Masters. Because the masters themselves, who have just like you and me, they're ordinary, authentic people that have risen up and they've taken the challenge to do what they need to do for themselves to rise to the top. And now they're sharing their gifts and giving back to you, which is absolutely fantastic. It's what I applaud. When I speak with somebody that I know that has achieved that level, and everybody says, well, gee whiz, you know, they're up here and I'm here. That's not the way it is at all. We're all about sharing. We're all about giving and caring to one another. It's extremely important, that authenticity. And this lady that I am interviewing today that will be sharing the next 60 minutes with me is all about authenticity. And I met her some years ago now in a network that she and I were both involved with, and she still is. And it is wonderful. And her name is Michelle Arbo, and she is an international celebrity numerologist. And that's exciting because I'll be giving you a call in shortly that you will be. We'll be taking some live callers today. And she is an author, an inspirational speaker, featured columnist for LotteryUSA.com, CEO of the Authentic You Media. She has Hollywood clientele base that includes Twilight Vampires, The Big Bang Theory actress, Pirates of the Caribbean actor, NBC director, Celebrity Silas, Candace Cameron Bure, Lori Petty, comedian George Wallace, and many, many more. She was just named the official ambassador of West Hollywood by the West Hollywood Chamber of Commerce in April 2015. As a self-made entrepreneur for the past 14 years, originally from a corporate banking background, this highly prestigious position is one Michelle is honored to. She works closely community business owners to help the city of West Hollywood thrive and grow. Her newly released books, The Energy of Words, uses vibration of language to manifest the life you desire and soul numbers. Decipher the message from your inner self to successfully navigate life are the products of combining her love of numbers with her passion for helping others to find their purpose, their meaning, and their joy in life. Michelle Arbo, the celebrity numerologist, welcome to the Interactive Interview Show.
Well, thank you. I feel like I'm on CNN or something because the intro and the music and the whole nine yards. I feel like a VIP.
Well, you are. You're a VIP guest. We call these calls, each call that we do with Interactive Interviews that I host and our other partners in our network, the Interactive Media Network, also have an opportunity to share this show with me. They have chosen for now to leave me as the host. They're quite happy with that. But that's what this show is all about, Michelle, is to showcase the masters, the ones that have gotten there. And it is awesome. When I think back, oh gosh, I don't know how many years back we go now, but it's a few, and how we first met and through Authentic You Media, you know, your radio broadcast company, and you know how that all evolved, and look at us now, huh? You in Hollywood, in LA. I mean, gosh, tell the folks the backstory a little bit. I know they're going to love to hear it.
Sure, I will. You know, and it's interesting, Jeff, because you know how you and I think. It's like, because it's been 15 years now, I guess I got to update my bio. But it's been so progressive over time that I still feel like I'm just a little Michelle. And the way you introduced me, I thought, wow, that sounds pretty good on paper. But yeah, it's been an interesting journey, to say the least. I mean, I came from a small town in the East Coast of Canada, only about 33,000 people. And you know what that's like, Jeff, because you're from Bangor. But all the hidden gems are in the East Coast, it seems, those little towns. So I came from there and I thought, you know, I can't keep going on like this, doing these readings for people who don't want to spread the word, because a lot of these small towns are very conservative. They are church-going people. They work for the government. And so I thought, I've got to expand my horizons. I've got to get out of this town. I've got to go. And so I ended up selling everything, selling my house, selling pretty much everything I owned. And I did a trip across Canada doing the Give Joy Now campaign. And it was a campaign that I did with Little Joy Gems. And I had a Joy Jeep that was sponsored by a used car dealership. And, oh, I'm sorry, if you hear a beep, I think I sat on the phone. it was really fun because I gave away these Joy Gem stones and to people who were challenged to give one random act of kindness to someone else, just randomly. And so it was really fun. And I ended up in Calgary because I had a friend in Calgary. And I thought, well, you know, I'll stop here for a little bit. And, well, of course, the phone will ring. This has been, you know, just so fun already. It just rings twice. It's a voicemail.
That's okay.
I'm a busy lady. Okay,
yes,
so
are.
Yeah, you know, so fun because I came to Calgary, and Calgary is a really young city. It was a fun city, but it was, you know, I had to leave Calgary eventually because it didn't have a soul. I found that it really was soulless because of the fact that it was such a young city. It was run by 25-year-olds. And not to say that 25-year-olds don't have any soul, but what I'm saying is there was no striving for anything more than just let's go make our corporate bucks. And it was big bucks. And buy our Lamborghinis and buy our designer clothes and go party on 17th Avenue. And at that time, you know, I was in my 30s and it just wasn't where I was at in my life. So it didn't really resonate with me completely, but it was so synchronistic because it was all meant to be. And I ended up rolling into Calgary and less than 2 weeks of being in Calgary. And mind you, Jeff, I dropped everything. I dropped my website, dropped the whole nine yards. I was nothing and no one. No one knew I really existed after that because I just said, you know, I'm not going to live this life that other people think I should be, because that's really at that point what I was doing. I was always looking to my friends in New Brunswick, my, you know, spiritual friends, my gurus, so to speak, that I would ask them all the time, you know, what do you think I should be doing? What do you think I should be calling myself? What title should I be? And instead of looking within, I was looking without. And so I said, you know, I'm just not happy. I just want it all to go away and start over again. And so that was my start over. And I was there less than 2 weeks, and CTV Morning Live called me out of the blue. I have no idea how they got my cell phone number even, let alone that they knew I was a numerologist because I didn't have anything up at the time, no websites or anything. And they said, we know you're a numerologist, and we'd love to have you as a guest on the show. And I said, all righty then, sure, absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah,
and so it just really snowballed from there. It just came into this big whirlwind of media interviews, and I ended up getting a publisher with an agent and for one of my books, and I wrote two books back to back, and it just was like a flurry of everything happening all at once. And it was because I really just said, you know, enough is enough. I want to live how I want to live. I'm going to be me. And a lot of people razz me, well, not a lot of people, but some people have razzed me over the years for saying celebrity numerologist because it sounds a little hoity-toity or a little bit, you know, who do you think you are? Some people would say something like that. And for me, because I did earn those, you know, I gained those celebrity interviews, I did them, I went to do them, and I thought, you know, I'm going to own it. I'm going to own this title, I'm going to be this title, and that's how it's going to be. And I just, that was where I was at in my life. I thought, if I'm going to live it, I'm going to live it to the max, and I'm going to be who I want to be 100% of the way. And so that's when it all happened for me. It really, I switched over from thinking to feeling my way through life, and that was when the big shift happened for me.
I can imagine when your mind gets focused to think about whom you really are. Be you, as you've often said, be you. I remember that little logo you used all the time. It was fantastic and still is. And when people start talking about you, it means you're doing something right, as far as I'm concerned. And possibly they're not. They need to look up to a person. They say, wow, you know, do you see what Michelle's doing now? And that's when you know you're doing something right. And the naysayers are always the naysayers, Michelle. You know, there's always going to be those people. Unfortunately, they're just not getting their stuff put in the right order to get there themselves. And for whatever reason, low self-esteem or whatever. And that's unfortunate for some people. You took it upon yourself to make some major changes in your life, you know, from New Brunswick to Calgary and then to L.A., and L.A. was a big, big move for you, and I know it was. And we won't talk all about that, but I will. I know. Go ahead.
I'll plug that for you because I think.
And you can see, folks, she is a busy lady. Let me know when you're back, Michelle. So yeah, you know, when you listen to Michelle's story, it's amazing. But you know, a lot of people have done this, or a lot of people want to do this. They just want to change their life. They want to make things work for them. They don't want to feel like they're under the gun, so to speak, to be living up to everybody else's standards but their own. And you all have that right to feel that happiness from within. And not be controlled, and to actually work on your own life and do what is. You know, I've often said, if you get up in the morning and put your feet on the floor and you look at the day and you can think about what you're going to do with a passion about what it is you're going to move to next. Of course, you're going to do your routine of getting up, getting ready and whatever. But what you're going to do for that day, if you feel passionate about it and it causes you to smile, you're doing the right thing. If you're not, and you don't feel passionate, quite often you're not doing the right thing. It might be paying the bills, it might be doing what you feel you have to do. And the only person that can change that is you. So, hey, Michelle, you're back with us. Well, not quite sure what happened. I think she had a very important call, folks. But I wanted to get into the two books that she mentioned to you about what she's writing. They are absolutely fantastic. And one of them is The Energy of Words, and the other one is Soul Numbers. And both, one was supposed to be published before the other, and then as it turned out, the one that she thought was going to be published second actually got published first. So we'll give her another minute here and see if we can get Michelle back on. Are you with us, Michelle? Well, you know what I could do, folks? Typically, I wait for the 30-minute mark. There's a couple of things I can do, and I want to get out to you. First of all, as soon as we get Michelle back on the call, on the program, the call-in number to ask Michelle, because we are going to be talking about the numbers, and she is the celebrity numerologist, and I'm hoping we have enough time for a couple of three of you to at least be able to call in and just give her, like, your birth date, and she can give you a quick reading on that, because that's always fun to hear your numbers. That number, by the way, when that moment comes, is 657 in the U.S. and Canada, 657-383-1534. Again, 657-383-1534. And I am actually going to go to advert right now. We'll go to a quick one-minute advertisement, and we'll do that. And I trust Michelle will be right back with us. Thank you, folks. Hey, amazing listeners. Thanks for listening to the I Am Radio TV Network. We are thrilled to have you with us. Are you potentially looking to step it up this year in your own business? And are you a coach, an author, or a speaker that could utilize that platform that we offer to provide you with a show and be a partner in our network? We have three levels of participation. We have the platinum level, which also is involved with a phenomenal mastermind once a month. We have the gold level and we have the silver level. If you would like more information on our levels of participation, and if you feel you're ready to take that next step, and really boost your business and make an investment in you that's going to make a massive difference in your business, then please reach out and contact us. We'd be very happy to get back to you and send information to you for you to review. And once again, we thank you for being with us today and listening to the I Am Network. And hello, folks. We're back on live, and thank you for listening to that little advert. That's all about our network, by the way, the Interactive Media Network. And we actually love to work with coaches, authors, speakers, et cetera, business people that love to get their voice out. And we do have radio programs available. We've got three different levels of participation in the network you can work with us on. I want to see if we got LaVishelle. Are you back with us? Well, I'm not quite sure what happened, folks. Give me just one more minute, and I'm sorry for the delay. Hi, folks. We're trying to get Michelle back on the call. Here she is. I think we got her now.
You know what
Hi,
I
Michelle.
Did?
Okay, oh, go ahead.
Okay, so I'll tell you what happened. So I went to go unplug the phone because I thought, this thing is going to keep ringing off the hook, so I'm going to disconnect it. And I forgot that if I disconnect that, it disconnects the internet.
You disconnected me, too. That's all right. We're back on live. We're doing good. We already had our advert for the 30 minutes, so we're all set. So, okay. Folks, thank you for your patience. Michelle is back with us now. And, again, I want to give you that number. We hopefully are going to have some time, and I believe we will. If you want to get lined up in the queue now, it'd be a good idea. If you choose to, we just be doing something quick. It won't be anything lengthy as far as numbers go. Excuse me, but it will be possibly birth date or something, and that'll be up to Michelle. But the guest call-in number is 657-383-1534. That's 657-383-1534 in the U.S. and Canada. So, Michelle, let's get back to it. I want to spend a little time on your books because they fascinate me. And I know those that I know that have read and know of your books feel the same way. There's something about numbers, as there is sound. You know, they say that the universe began with a sound, but that sound was actually numerically broken down by numbers when they look at it scientifically. Now, how they know this stuff, I'm not sure, but I am thrilled to read about it and understand it. So first of all, the first book, and I told the folks that we were trying to get you back, is that you had the two books going at the same time, and I remember those moments well. We were working together at the time, and you know, how many times you said, I got to get this, I got to do that, I was up all night, etc. And
lots
the first book, yeah, the book that launched first was actually supposed to be the second book. Talk to us about those for a moment.
Well, I didn't anticipate doing two back-to-back, but I literally was locked away in my basement for about 4 months writing two books simultaneously. Well, not simultaneously, but pretty much. I mean, I had 4 chapters of the first book, and then I had to finish that one and write the second one because, of course, it's this catch-22. You can't get a publisher without an agent, and you can't get an agent without
right.
published. So for me, I had my heart set on Hay House. And, of course, at the time, Hay House was really big, and I thought, you know what, I'm not selling for anything less than Hay House, and that's that. And, of course, we know with the law of attraction, we don't have any say over how things come and what packages they come in and the way they come. So I was really limiting myself by saying I'm only going to accept Hay House and that's that. So someone
right.
said to me, they said, you know, did you know Hay House is actually having a little bit of trouble? And at the time they were having some issues with possible bankruptcy with their speaking events and their all of that side of things. And I thought, maybe Hay House isn't where I'm supposed to be. And the
mm-hmm.
moment I let that go and I said, you know what, I'm going to submit to the next place that I thought that I should. And that was Llewellyn Worldwide. And within 2 weeks, I got an email back saying that they wanted my book. And so, I jumped on it. And the moment I did that, then I got an agent because then I had a published book and they wanted me. So I had the pick of the litter. And I got an agent, and the agent said, how soon can you have the second book done? And I said, well, I don't have the first book done quite yet, because when I submitted to Llewellyn, I had a book proposal, which included 3 or 4 chapters. And so I had to write some simultaneously, and they actually did come out back to back. One came out on 11/11. It actually came out. The second book came out before the first with different publishers, and the second, which was actually the first book, came out on December 8th of 2013. So one was 11/11/2013. One was December 8th, 2013, and they're available everywhere. And one of my books is actually translated into 5 languages so far, and it's going to audio in the next few weeks.
Fantastic.
So I'm just, you know, really blessed, and I feel like, you know, if you talked to me 10 years ago and said I was going to write a book, I would laugh in your face, because I thought, me write a book? But really, I'm a writer at heart, and that's what I do, and I'm looking at book number 3. I'm actually kind of contemplating starting it, because it's starting to percolate. It's starting to kind of push in my mind, so I'm thinking I've got to get this out on paper, and I think that's a lot of the common mistakes. People out there who want to write a book, and they feel like, well, I can't do that because it's so much commitment, and I'm not a writer, and blah, blah, blah. You know, I think those writer's guidelines where they say set aside time every day to write and all that stuff, it's just such poppycock, because I think with that, it's when it comes to you, you need to write it. Sometimes I would get 2 or 3 chapters at 2 a.m. and I'd get up, I'd go down the basement where my computer and everything was set up, and write 2 or 3 chapters. And then I might not write anything for another 2 weeks. So it just depends on when it comes to you. And a lot of the great books that are written are actually what I like to call downloads, because they're just in your brain and they need to get out. And that's what my third book, I just feel like it's starting to get in there in my brain and I need to get it out. So it's coming.
That's fantastic. I remember those days well of saying, well, I was up till X number of hours, and, you know, I haven't gone to sleep yet today, and I got 3 chapters done, and then you're right. There was so many other things that took place with life, you didn't get back to it for who knows how long. But you did it. You know, you were under the clock, I know, on the first one, which became the first one, actually published first. And both of those have been extreme calling cards for you in your profession. They really, you know, you became the noted authority, as we say. And my coach, Mr. James Malinchuk, ABC's The Secret Millionaire, he's our business coach, both Emily and mine. And he said that that's what you become. You become the noted authority in that which you wrote. Not saying expert per se, because there's a lot of people who claim to be expert, but you are the authority in both your books because you wrote them. And there isn't a single solitary person in this world that can take that away from you, because you did. Nobody wrote those books but you. They are your heart, your mind, your soul poured into both between the covers of both those books. And now coming up for the third time. So you are the authority. You are the noted authority. And to me, that really speaks volumes, shall we say, talking about books. Because when you think of an author, folks, you've got to look at what they put into that book to get it written. You know, it's the time, as Michelle will tell you. I mean, it's amazing time, but it's also all about the download. And I love how you said that, Michelle. That's a great way for anybody that's aspiring to be an author. Think about downloading what you know and just start doing it. Would you agree?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, don't worry about being perfect, because I've had people say, you know, it's like I vomit on paper. And I said, well, that's great. Get it out. Download it. Put it on paper. It doesn't matter if you're the grammar expert or, you know, me, I'm a perfectionist. So there wasn't a whole lot of editing, because that's just who I am. I'm a 3. I'm the number of the imagination, the number of memory. I'm the intellectual number. So, yeah, of course, my writing is going to be a little bit perfectionistic. But if you're, say, a 5 and you're the number of the heart and the emotions, you're going to be those types of people that vomit on paper, and it's going to look like a mess, and that's okay. That's what editors are for. And so you want to get your idea out. You want to say what you want to say, and you want to find an editor who's going to know exactly what you're getting at with this discombobulated thing on paper. But just don't be afraid to write, just to let it all out, even if it's journaling at the beginning, because really that's what I did in the beginning. Is I have a lot of journals that I just filled from dreams and things that where I was receiving numbers and all those kinds of things. So don't be afraid to just let it out, and don't be afraid to just even start that first sentence, even if you think it's not perfect, because it's not going to be. I mean, the editing portion of my books was a nightmare compared to writing the books. And that's even with my perfectionistic ways, where there wasn't, they even said, Llewellyn, there was not a lot of editing to be done. And I said to them, what? I mean, every other line was like a little comment, and that was not a lot of editing. So you can imagine what the editing process is really like. It's hard. I mean, that is by far, I think, the most challenging part of writing a book is going through the editing process. And so just write the damn thing. That's all I have to say. You just got to get it out of there. Get it out of your head. Get it out of your soul. Put it on a piece of paper even. Some people like to write on paper, and that's okay. I had a hard time in the beginning writing on the computer, and I thought, well, maybe I should do it on paper. But I couldn't get it out fast enough. I couldn't write fast enough. So I did it with the computer, and it worked very well for me.
There's something to be said about the writing. Anyway, there's something to be said about writing on paper to create a feeling that this is authentic. This is you. This is who you are. So the fact that you got going that way is very interesting. And then, of course, it started coming out so fast you had to type it. I can appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah, it's almost like automatic writing. It's something that
right.
comes from the soul. And your soul is speaking, so you better listen. And it's true. I mean, a lot of my interviews are about my books, are about because I have those books under my belt. And it does bring you to another level in your career if that's where you want to go. And I really didn't plan any of what has happened to me. It just happened. And I probably manifested a lot of it subconsciously, but I really just followed the flow. I followed the synchronistic flow. And I like to call those little synchronistic things breadcrumbs, because the universe is always dropping us breadcrumbs. They're always dropping us little signs, little synchronicities. You might be at a party or a get together, and someone might say, oh, you're doing that. You should talk to so-and-so, and you should go talk to so-and-so, because you never know where that's going to lead you. And I'm the type of person that will follow through with these little tidbits, because you just don't know. You never know if that little tidbit, that person, has the next piece of the puzzle for you.
You know, it's really amazing you said another piece of the puzzle. That's really part of my book that's got to get out. And speaking of getting a book out, it is all about that missing piece of the puzzle that we don't know. And part of what I say to my clients is simply this: we don't know what we don't know until we know it. And
Right. Interestingly
enough, you never know when that's going to happen. As you said, you just happen to meet somebody in a coffee shop, you start talking to different people, and all of a sudden something just boom, it's like the bell went off, and it's something clicks that said, this is the connection that I was looking for that I didn't know I was looking for. And
right.
it just happens. It's amazing, amazing. Talk
really?
About the numbers themselves, Michelle. You I know, have this inalienable way of having numbers come to you from source or energy. And I know the book Energy of the Energy of Words. But talk to us about that. A lot of people love to know that because they feel, and there's a lot of connectiveness going on in the world today, and how people feel about how we receive information that comes to us. We go, wow, I just had this idea. So express that a little bit, if you would.
Sure. You know, I think it's numbers to me. I see numbers at a deeper level, and I think it's just because it is my passion and my purpose. And you know, I'm not good at painting. I'm not going to be, you know, one of those famous painters, but I am good with numbers. So that is my thing. And I think that because it's my thing, I am able to see them in a different light and in a different way than the average person who might not be into the numbers. Like, for example, I'm just watching my iTunes logo dance up and down at a rhythmic beat. And it's like looking at the human body. We're so symmetrical. We're so rhythmic. We have such a mathematical, it's like a machine. You know, we definitely, our heartbeat, our, you know, symmetry between arms, legs, all those things, you know, here goes the dog. Oh my goodness. Hang on, Jeff. Hang on.
Okay. Yeah, folks, while Michelle will be right back with us, some very impressive talk I listened to the other day with Greg Braden, if you've heard about Greg Braden. And if you haven't, look him up. on YouTube. It's absolutely fantastic. He is just amazing, and he talks about the breaking down of the DNA of the human body scientifically has not gone to a point where they can code it with numbers. It's all about numbers. Everything from our mere existence is about numbers, which is what Michelle is talking about.
Right, I'm here. Sorry, Jeff. You know, everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
Yeah, that's all right.
The dogs. Well, I've got two Chihuahuas, and they are like kids. It's like, well, mom's on the phone. I better do make some
noise.
Yeah. And there's a delivery or something at my door or whatever, they'll start to bark. But that's just how Chihuahuas are. So yeah, I mean, everything is symmetric. Everything. If you look at the world in general, I mean, the cycles, for example, the seasons, the moon phases. We've got the I don't know, anything you can think of is mathematical. I mean, look at a house. You know, we've got the windows, the measurements, all those things are very, very, very mathematical. And I just see it as a deeper, it's almost like pulling back the fabric of the universe, and we can reveal the language of the universe. And we were talking before, I was talking to someone about aliens and whether they existed, and is that true, and is there anything else out there? Well, there has to be, because a lot of the codes and things that scientists receive, a lot of the pings and dings and all these little things that they receive from the universe are coming through as mathematical code. And even in quantum physics, string theory is one of the latest theories in quantum physics, and they talk about it being a proof, I guess, proof in the pudding that we are all energy. Everything that we once thought was matter is actually slowed down or frozen light particles. So if we're looking at a building, this building is not necessarily solid matter or a table or whatever it is that we're looking at. It's actually frozen or slowed down light particles to appear to be matter. So we are actually all energy, and energy, like you were saying in the beginning, Jeff, about music and musical energy and vibration and sound, because they're all connected. It's all interconnected.
It's amazing when we break it down. I mentioned while you were away for a second about Greg Braden and his work in it for years now on the scientific level, and now he's gone and visited with monks and Tibetan priests, and I spent time with them, and one of the oldest and longest running languages that can be broken down numerically is in fact Hebrew. And people say, oh, no, well, it actually is evidently a recorded, you know, that stayed consistent, and it certainly isn't the first civilization and the first language, but it's the one they've been able to work with the most consistently to break down in the coding of our own DNA and how it actually breaks down into a series of numbers. And I mentioned this earlier when you were getting reconnected, and it absolutely fascinates me that this could be in fact truth. And I believe Greg doesn't speak anything, but I'm sure there's people that say, well, you know, that's not necessarily true. He just thinks that. The man's a scientist. He believes in science above all. And he has evolved from working for, I can't even think of the name of the company, right? It doesn't matter. It's a huge scientific company to do with aerospace and everything else. And for years now, he has been on the quest that he's on with his books and his movies. And it is now proven that the breakdown, and they actually broke down the DNA out of the Hebrew language. And when you break it down and look at the sequencing, and this absolutely fascinated me, the numerical value actually spelled God.
No way. You're scaring me now.
And I was like, now the naysayers of God are going to come out and say, that's crap. There's no way that could be possible. Well, you know what? Scientifically, sure, they're saying it is. You know, he put his reputation on the line to say, this is fact. This has now been coded. We now have it. We know how it works. And because that language is the oldest continuous language, so to speak, they were able to utilize it from thousands of years ago and break it down through, and also look at our DNA strain. And it's absolutely fascinating stuff. It really is. And I've gotten to the point, you talk about aliens, Michelle. There's no way in my mind that there isn't some form of life out there. And there is even more value right now saying that we don't know what we don't know again about this planet, because There was, in fact, and they're finding more and more and more and more proof of this every day, scientifically, archaeologically, that there were advanced civilizations on this planet long before us. And the proof is out there. And as they say, you know, Bill Cosby, although a lot of people don't like Bill Cosby anymore, he says the proof is in the pudding when he used to do the Jell-O commercials. And really, that's truthful. The proof is in the pudding. And it's just a matter of, do you want to think it's bunk and just go on with your life just the way it is? Or would you like to think a little bit higher level and go, you know what? I'm not guaranteeing you it is because I'm not the scientist, but I think I could believe that they're potentially, I mean, if they're coming up with some very good proof, then why not? And when you look at numbers, it's a proven fact. Nobody can deny what you say is what it is with numbers. Nobody can deny that because that is, it's absolutely proven.
And I mean, 2 plus 2 is 4, yeah. Right? You can't deny that 2 plus 2 is 4. It's just,
that's right.
The thing is with numbers is that it's so, and I would love to be able to say I'm never wrong. And I'm never wrong because I'm the messenger for the art of the science of numbers. And it's not me, it's the science of numbers that's never wrong, because you,
right.
There's no gray area. It's not a gray area. There's no... it's not like astrology where there is a lot of gray area. This is 2 plus 2 is 4, and that's what it's going to be forever. It's never going to change, and that's why it's so accurate. And I can honestly say, Jeff, that I've never been wrong with the numbers. I've never had anyone not resonate with what I've said about the numbers, and I think that's because of the fact that, yes, I'm the messenger. I'm not the one that is relaying the message, but I'm not the one giving the message. So it's because it's just fact. It's totally fact. And I do like Greg Braden's work because he is a scientist, and I like the practical spirituality aspect of what he does.
Right.
And that's really what I resonate with, because I think that living in a human world, we need to be practical with our spirituality, and that's just the way it's going to be until we get rid of these human bodies, if that ever happens. And I know the New Age talks about that. It talks about not needing water and food. But you know what? I'm going to have that burger until I have this body no longer. So
right.
It's just, for me, I'm very practical in the approach that I have with the numbers and I have with everything. And I really like his work, and I like what he's doing, and it is so true that what he's saying, is there life other than this? Absolutely. I mean, we can't say not. I mean, it's a vast universe out there, and there's lots of ways to manipulate energy and to make it into something and mold it into something. And can we say that we're the only planet in this vast, huge, gigantic universe, that we're the only species or the only kind of consciousness? No, we can't say that. So, you know, I leave that open. I've yet to see any evidence of my own, but I can't discount it.
Well, that's exactly true. You know, it's interesting. You talk about the way things are universally right now and how we believe, and even the changes that have happened in the last couple of years is amazing. I am very, very connected with Dr. Eric Pearl as well, and not to give these guys all the kudos, but they have done the work. He's reconnective healing, and I'm very much into it, because as an interventionist and as a hypnotherapist, I work with all my clients on Skype, and there's a certain amount necessary that I am able to bring forth. We have to go into a state anyway. I have to connect with my clients, and I do it in a connective way. His, from the point of being a chiropractor mostly, was able to, without putting his hands on people, he felt like he called it an antenna, Michelle. He felt like he became the portal or the antenna for this universal energy, call it from God, call it from source, call it from the universe, that actually was able to locate and find what was wrong with a person that was in his presence. And without touching them, but just really by moving his hands almost in a Reiki fashion, help that person heal and overcome something that had been debilitating them physically debilitating them for a long time. And there are people that say, oh, no, sideshow act. I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to believe it. Well, people need to start believing it, because it's real. It happens.
It is. I mean, look at Edgar Cayce. That sounds exactly like Edgar Cayce.
Oh, absolutely.
He's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, no, don't discount that. That's not a sideshow act. That is something that's already been proven through Edgar Cayce.
Absolutely. I'm just checking the queue here, Michelle, to see if we've got anybody. I think we're going to call a caller. And speaking of that, folks, I wanted to give that number out just one more time. Guest call-in is 657-383-1534. It won't be a lengthy reading. Michelle, we've got about 17 and a half minutes of show left, believe it or not. Wow. And if we have to go a little longer and push it to record, that's okay. We'll physically be off air, folks, at the hour. But if we need to stay on a little bit longer, however, we will, you know, to finish up, because this will be available in replay afterwards. It'll be archived. So whatever we speak about when we're off here, you'll be able to listen to after the fact. So again, folks, 657-383-1534. And Michelle, up to you. Do you want to just have a birth date or what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, if someone's in the queue,
okay, actually,
No,
it's up to you. We've got, you know, we can't spend a lot of time because once you start, they're going to all call. I know. So here we go. Let me answer this call now.
All right.
Hi. Thanks for calling IM Radio TV Network.
Hi.
Would you like to speak with Michelle?
Sure.
Hi, Michelle. Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. So what's your date of birth?
May 23rd, 1980.
Just a baby. Okay. Oh, wow. You are the natural counselor. You really have a lot of natural counselor energy. What are you looking to do in terms of career path? I'm adding this up.
So I'm a natural counselor?
Yes, absolutely.
That's funny. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Okay, now I want to say though, your gift is the pen, which is a communicator. So you've got not only your life path as being the number 10, which is called the earth guide, that leads to casual conversation, you also have your month and your day as a 10, which is a communicator. So you're all about communication, whether it be written, verbal, what have you. It's all about communication for you. And it's self-service. I mean, it's definitely. You're always wanting to communicate for the purpose of bringing to light those things that the population should know about, that people should know about, that righting the wrongs of the world. But you have all of the soul plane numbers, which tells me that you have a lot of natural counselor energy, but you do that through the unspoken word. So a lot of writing, a lot of maybe blogging, or because you've got a single one. A single one is more about... If I were to say to you, you know, what's your personal, let's say, how do you feel today? What's going on in your life? Tell me, you know, and I was getting down to the nitty gritty and really trying to get to the core of what's going on in your life. Or I said, write me an email or write me a letter. There would be much more than in that email or letter than there would be if you were to speak to me verbally. So that tells me that your communication is done much more efficiently through the written word, through books, and blogs and things like that. Are you doing something like that now?
All of it, actually.
Yes. So that's definitely what you need to be focused on. But the natural counselor energy is in there as well. So you have to realize that what you're communicating is therapeutic for a lot of people. You're really kind of soothing the souls of the people that you're reaching, because whatever it is that you're translating, is really soothing them in the sense that, you know, things are going to be okay or things are going to be great. You know, it's just a really beautiful energy to carry when you have all three of the soul plane numbers.
Wow. That's, you were pretty much dead on right there.
Great. I'm glad.
Fantastic.
And if you ever want to reach me, you know, definitely Facebook me, Twitter, Instagram. I'm always loving to connect with people. Tell me some stories and tell me how this is going for you. Because I'm curious to know what you're writing. So send me something. My email is numbers@michellearbo.com. You can send me a follow-up, too. I'd love to hear what you're doing.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll definitely be getting in touch with you, and I'll let you know what I'm doing and what I do for as a career and things like that. So I think you'll be pretty interested to know based on everything you just said.
Yes, I want to say one last thing. You're in a year of new beginnings. So there's a lot
Pardon?
Of... I wanted to say as well that you're in a year of new beginnings. So there's definitely a lot of high change going on in your life right now.
Absolutely, yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're welcome, honey. And good luck.
All right,
yeah,
thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for letting me.
Bye. Pleasure. All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there, that was awesome.
Yeah, she's really moving and shaking right now. She's got a lot going on.
Yes. Yeah, I could hear that.
Well, actually, because the global year is a 9, too, so everybody's experiencing high change. But when we have someone who has a 1 personal year, that's a year, so she's got the double whammy, so to speak.
I know. You were talking to me about my numbers again the other night, and also my wife Emily's. It's quite amazing. You had done that with us several years ago when we first got together as a couple. And, you know, to hear it that this is our year as well. Both of us, we both say the 7s, I think, and then because Emily's, I think, was a little stronger than mine. It's amazing stuff. And I think about it and said, you know, it's real, and how can anybody dispute it? I think that's the most amazing thing about it. And I'd rather choose to believe it because I can. There's enough honest information there to say this is truth. This is truth, and then it bears out when you,
No, you know, Jeff, I mean, you know me. I'm the most naysayer of them all. I'm the one, show me, because I'm not a believer. I mean, I'm really more of a proof in the pudding kind of person. And when it comes to the numbers, I don't treat it as a metaphysical art. I treat it as more of a quantum physics scientific art. And it really is. And, you have to show me the truth. I'm very skeptical in that regard. I'm not airy-fairy, as you like to say,
to
say. You know, we've talked about this many times. I always call it airy-fairy. And I'm not that airy-fairy person. I'm more of the show me. And if you can't show me, then I'm not going to be a believer. So this,
for
me, is so believable because it's accurate every single time. When I go into a reading, I know exactly that whatever I'm going to tell this person, they're going to say, wow, that was so bang on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what happens every single time. So, and 15 years later, it's still happening. So how can you not believe it?
That's crazy. Crazy right is what I love to say. It seems crazy, but it's absolutely correct. But it's on most people, even 10 years ago, they would have shook their heads and go, uh-oh, where's the circus wagon? You got one with you or what, I think we were on the sideshow of the circus coming into town, and even then for years, those people, most of them were real. Some of them weren't, of course, it was a moneymaker, but some of them were real. The reality was real. And people walked away from those things going, I can't believe what I just heard. And it became truth. Crazy stuff. So folks, we got probably time for one more. We've got to get on to a few other things Michelle and I are going to talk about in about 10 minutes left to show. Again, if you do call in and she's able to do a reading for you, then we will go into overtime. But that's 657-383-1534, U.S. and Canada. And I believe there's a way of linking in on Skype as well. If you look at the coding for the show on our page, the I Am Radio TV Network, the link supposedly is a way of you interconnecting there. I've never done it. I've never had to do it, so I can't be the first one to even tell you how to do it. However, they say it's possible, and I guess with Skype as well. We still have a few moments. We'd love to talk with you if you'd like to call in. And thank you, Katie, for calling in. That was great. It was great to hear that and hear that that was spot on, Michelle. I think that's the proof in the pudding, as they say. So that said, I want to talk a little bit about, you and I are also having been in business together a bunch of months ago and having a lot of fun there. And now here we are now, and we're reconnected. And tonight's show from L.A., and you guys should want to listen to this because I am going to be on with Michelle tonight. She is on with me here, and I'm going to be on with her tonight. Why don't you tell the folks in a couple of minutes, Michelle, about that so they want to connect with us tonight as well?
Well, actually, why don't you go ahead, Jeff? You're a better speaker than I am. No.
It's your baby, and it's the Mega Manifestors call, folks, and it's about understanding. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. Mega Manifestor. I mean, that's another thing that I've struggled with because I feel like it's hoity-toity. I feel like, you're a Mega Manifestor. Jeff, you and I and Emily and people like us are Mega Manifestors, and I think that a lot of people are that really don't realize that they're Mega Manifestors. And what I mean by a Mega Manifestor is that when you want to manifest something, you go big or go home. And that's really what we do. It's We have an idea, and we think, we don't think it's crazy. We literally think we can do it, and so be it. So be it to be true. And I think that a lot of people, because society has taught us otherwise, society has said, you know, it's out of your reach, it's out of your limit, you don't have an English degree, you can't write that book, you don't have this or that or the other thing, and you're inadequate in some way. But I've always been the believer that I can do anything. And I think I've had that childish view of I can do anything for most of my life, and it's served me really well, because that's how I've been able to be the mega manifester. It's like, if I wanted to sell all my stuff and move across Canada, it's not crazy to me, but it was crazy to everybody else in New Brunswick. And they thought, wow, this girl is like either crazy or, you know, super smart in some way, but it's one or the other. But they really didn't see it as being just the mega manifestors that we all are. We're all mega manifestors, and we can all be that. So that's really why I wanted to do the group call, and why I wanted to have certain people on that group call, like you and Matthew. And Matthew, of course, he's a multimillionaire, and he did it through his own basis. I mean, he had Lyme's disease, he went bankrupt, and then he started a multi-million dollar supplement company after he recovered, and it was all through mega manifesting and believing that he could do it. And so I think we can all be that. We just don't believe it in ourselves, and we think that we need to stay in that 9-to-5 job. I really truly believe, Jeff, that in the next decade or two, the 9-to-5 jobs are going to be obsolete, and we're going to run the world through being entrepreneurs and being more like bartering and things like that. There's going to be a lot more of that than there is actual money. And so there's going to be a lot of big changes coming up, and it is all through being a mega manifestor. We were born to be something, and it wasn't to work for the man, if you know what I mean.
That's exactly right, Michelle. I think it boils down to, folks, if you want to think about this just for a moment, just concentrate on this, and certainly don't close your eyes if you're driving down the interstate or something, down the highway, but think about it for a minute. How many times have you really focused on something and believed from your heart and your mind that it was going to be and going to happen, and the next thing you know, bam, it did it? That is mega manifesting. Okay, mega meaning the huge manifester, right? You manifest meaning you think about and bring into your reality what you think about. It is a proven fact now, again, scientifically, you will become that which you think. And if you think about that, you will realize it's very, very true. The longer you focus on something, the more it will become, because you create a habit in your unconscious mind. And we're going to get into this in detail tonight, but it's about the habits that are created. It's also about the habits that were created when you were a child that you are living under right now without even understanding it, as to what's blocking you from being a mega manifester, which is an amazing side of the coin as well. Because you've got to look at both sides of it. Why am I not? And then why can I? And how can you not, actually, is what it comes down to. Because once you recognize that there is a way for you to do this, and it's all in the numbers, as Michelle said, it's all there. It's all reality. It's a matter of fact, how do you look at it? If you continually look at yourself as somebody that's not all that in a bag of chips, as they say, I've never been that, I never could be that, I've got to do this, I've got to do this because I've got to survive. There is a way for you to still do what you need to do to survive until you manifest that within and bring it to your own reality. You can do it. And there is a way to do it. And it's not pie in the sky. It's not hocus pocus. It's actually been proven, and it was proven and written about in what should have been called The Original Secret in 1937, when Napoleon Hill wrote the book Think and Grow Rich. And our group with the Interactive Media Network, our platinum partner level, has a mastermind every month, which is absolutely phenomenal. We are working out of that book right now. And we are committed that even though we are each, as coaches, noted authorities in our own right, we have our own niche in what we do, as Michelle does with her life and now what she has manifested and brought to be. It is amazing, but there's still so much more to learn. There's still so much more to do. And it's all about helping you guys that don't feel you're there. That's one of our big purposes. You know, yes, we want to have a beautiful life. Yes, we want to be able to say, I don't have to worry about bills and do that stuff anymore. But it's still all about helping people help people. That's the true circle of life, and that's where we all come from. And I know Michelle's in that group as well, because she is that person. She believes in that circle. She knows that what she gives to you comes back. And sometimes it's just in a word we say to somebody that stuff comes back to you. It's just, you know, it's as a coach, and Michelle, you know this like as I do, when we coach with another person and we speak with that person, you connect with them on that level and you see their lights come on, and all of a sudden they realize and get what it is that they've been trying to overcome. And it's now clear. My gosh, what does that do to us too? It's absolutely amazing. That's manifesting as well. There's many levels of it. And once you give them before we get too far, and we've got about 2.5 minutes of showtime, let them know how to connect with us there tonight, Michelle, please.
I will, definitely. Before I do that, though, I want to say really quickly about the whole Greg Braden and the God thing that he broke down.
Yes, please.
My new book is actually being titled The God Frequency and the Return of the Christ Consciousness. Because you think about what Jesus taught, Jesus was a real man, and he taught the fact that I can do, you can do. And that's exactly what I teach. It's like people come to me all the time and say, wow, you're such an inspiration. You're such a, you know, this or that. And I think, you know what? I'm just little Michelle. I'm just taking one step in front of the other. And that's exactly what I did to make it happen. I didn't do anything magical or special. I'm not any different than you or the next person. I just did the action part. And I want to say one thing, and I want to stress this really, really big, is that, okay, let's say you want a Bentley, and I want a Bentley by the end of the year, and that's one of my big goals, is that you need that Bentley. You're thinking about it. That's the law of attraction. You're feeling it. That's the law of attraction. You're really putting the energy behind it. But what are you doing day to day physically to make that happen?
Correct.
Probably nothing. So it's the action part that's missing, and I want to stress that much. So, you know, we'll go into that in the Mega Manifestor call, but I wanted to there's the missing piece of the law of attraction, and Greg Braden is on what he's saying.
Right.
But if you want to get in touch with me, my website is Michelle with two L's, and Arbeau, it's French Canadian, it's ARBEAU.com. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter under the same name, Michelle Arbeau. And I think it's on Facebook, Celebrity Numerologist Michelle Arbeau. And my profile is Michelle Arbeau 123, I do believe. But I love to hear from people. I really do. And I'm not all about the money. I'm not going to charge you to just get in touch with me. I love to hear from people. I love to hear stories. I love to hear good old-fashioned success stories. So, you know, hook me up. You know, hook me up with some of these good feel-good stories and connect with me on media.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, folks, we are coming down to, and I just lost my headset. We are coming down to our final 30 seconds of show. So I want to thank Michelle so very much for being with us on the Interactive Interviews Show, the IM Radio TV Network. Michelle will be back with us, folks. We're going to be doing something in the future. We're going to be setting up a teaching platform, and Michelle is that person. So you're going to want to actually hear more of what she says. So again, thank you so very much for being with us today on behalf of the network. And we will talk with you all soon. Thank you, Michelle, for being with us.
My pleasure, honey.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, folks.